This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Alcohol delivery may stick around for a while after the pandemic. A bill approved by state lawmakers aims to let Colorado restaurants and other businesses still deliver alcohol or sell it to go. It extends an idea enacted by Governor Jared Polis during the coronavirus shutdown, but the change would only last until next summer. Just one lawmaker opposed the bill. Now it needs a signature from Polis. Former Governor John Hickenlooper is apologizing for a remark he made in 2014 that compared politicians to slaves. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper says, looking back at the video now, he recognizes his comments were, quote, painful. He apologized. The clip is from a 2014 Make-A-Wish Foundation event. It shows Hickenlooper comparing politicians to slaves rowing on ancient ships. Community activist Tay Anderson, who's supporting Andrew Romanoff, Hickenlooper's rival for the Democratic nomination for Senate, tweeted out the clip. He wants Hickenlooper to agree to equity and implicit bias training. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And CPR News will co-host a debate between Hickenlooper and Romanoff tomorrow night at 6 as the two Democratic candidates face off in the state primary. A bear in Colorado Springs was killed after entering a home while the owner was inside. Nine News reports wildlife officers were called to the home yesterday and found a bear on the couch. They say a woman was cooking bacon when a bear ripped open a patio screen door. The woman safely left. Officials say the bear was attracted by a bird feeder and cat food outside the home. You are listening to CPR News.